From conferences to conferences, from booth to booth, I hear speakers speak, but I don't hear the truth. Each with their own perspective, their own objective, following man-made methods, trying to get elected. Show me pictures of the Kaffir's invasion, stories of sisters being raped, brothers being caged, and tell me to write letters to the president. Which one do you really expect us to believe in? The one that ordered the 10,000 Muslim killings, or the one that ordered the sanctions to starve the Muslim children? Let's reminisce and see what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. The offered him wealth and leadership, but the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reject. He would have compromised some if you put the sun in his right hand and the moon in his left.
They don't want your comprehension on these important information. Prophet had a specific method of implementation. It was all part of revelation, spreading the dawah through interaction with society to change their thoughts and deity, instead of persuading their false resolution like integration,
assimilation,
participation in a man-made system, kufuristic ideology, taking away identity, mentally enslaving y'all, gaze at how they sway as long as they get paid, calling for human rights. You think they care? The sanctions they put on Muslims everywhere. Oh, Muslim youth, be aware. Don't be naive enough to slide away from the rope of Allah,
the deen of Hot,
and the Prophet's way, or you'll be a slave to their play.
Only the Prophet's way,
we hear and obey.
Only the Prophet's way,
we hear and obey.
Only the Prophet's way,
we hear and obey.
Only the Prophet's way,
we hear and obey. We hear and obey. We hear and obey.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. On that day, the creator of the Alameen completed and chose Islam as the deen for all the human beings. Tell your Muldeen. Now what does this mean? This means that the means must be within a methodology, a recipe for the Nahda, defined as a revival of society, a way to bring about the liberation of every nation from the oppression and exploitation, submission, subjugation to man-made legislation. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejected them, which obligates for us to do the same. But now we embrace, instead of erasing them and replacing them with Islam, the perfect system.
Over 75 years since the state disappeared, now we're lost in these systems. Take a look in the mirror, our minds are put to rest. They don't want to confess Islam is the best. Millions in numbers, but lost in the stress. The question is, what happened to the world over these many years? Democracy and capitalism, socialism and communism replaced the perfect system, left the people in prison. Follow on the example, method of the Prophet, can nobody stop it? This is clear, cause you know victory is near. Now they're trying to fool us with the lesser of the two evils. They limit our choices to choose from just evil. We know Islam is perfect, so why settle for less? We have the deen of Haq, so don't listen to this mess. Live life like a test, these systems can't contest. Allah's the greatest.
Only the Prophet's way,
we hear and obey.
Only the Prophet's way,
we hear and obey.
Only the Prophet's way,
we hear and obey.
Only the Prophet's way,
we hear and obey. We hear and obey. We hear and obey.
On the straight path, we beg Allah to help us stay. Everything else will only keep us astray. With this in mind, let us look at an idea being propagated. We're coming in strong because it's hated. This idea is being carried all throughout the dunya, but now it's even infiltrated the Muslim ummah. And without further ado, we're talking about democracy, just as you knew. But more importantly, why do we call it a fallacy? Because only to Allah belongs the sovereignty. Not just recognition, but total submission and application. In this resides true tranquility and the identity of the Muslim unity.
Community leaders distorting the story of Yusuf, telling us lie to just a registered vote. Want a seat in Congress? Come again? No such thing as Muslim Republican. Twisting Islam structure to fit the corrupted regime. No way that I will fall for the evil scheme. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted only Islam as our creed and deen. Islam as a perfect system, solution to man's problem, to organize our life affair, from economic to education, to politics to legislation. Follow only the Prophet's way, like Allah declared. They're the losers on the last day. We hear and obey.
Only the Prophet's way,
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 we hear and obey. We hear and obey. We hear and obey.